The front entrance of the market was taped off, but otherwise, the market was bustling as usual during lunch. Gerald Boyd heads market security. He got a call from the alarm company at 5 a.m. and rushed to the scene.
They destroyed our front doors. it appears to me that I'm willing to wager that there is more property damage than money that was in that ATM. So it's just an unfortunate thing. But now that we see that this sort of thing can happen, we can come up with some security measures to stop it from happening in the future.
He says the market will now work on more security measures. Dion Gant owns Miss D's New Orleans Pralines, a popcorn and candy shop right near the entrance where the ATM used to be.
It's just a place where we want our customers to come in and feel welcome, feel at home, feel relaxed, where they can come in, enjoy lunch, and be able to shop with us. And to have this sort of happiness, terrible.
And I'm Rose Scott. The thieves may have stolen the ATM, but that didn't steal the appetites of those in search of lunch. Gwen Weddington works nearby and frequently grabs lunch with her co-worker.
It didn't concern me about safety and coming to get my lunch, I guess because it happened during early morning hours.
Weddington adds the market is a vital part of the area.
We've been over here for a while, you know, when it wasn't as populated and didn't have as many restaurants and options. So it's very needed in the community.
Jennifer was in line for barbecue and didn't even know the crime had occurred.
I don't live with the illusion that there's no crime in the area. Just try to be cautious of my surroundings.
The Sweet Auburn Curb Market first opened in 1924. Earlier Monday morning, police say suspects stole an ATM from a Midtown BP gas station. Police didn't say whether the incidents were related. Rose Scott, WABE News.
And for WABE News, I'm Ellie Yu.